Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Just wrap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. This is live Sunday edition. We're here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. I, of course, have a syndicated broadcast now for 12 years that is ongoing weekdays, 11 to 3. But that's not enough. Sundays, we come in for an abbreviated two-hour transmission against tyranny in the name, of course, of liberty. 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, syndicated from stations out in Southern California to right here in Austin, Texas, from Kansas City, Missouri to upstate New York, from Tampa, Florida to, of course, Southern Illinois. We are here and we're live today. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining us. I'm going to take some phone calls and, I really do hate to make this radio show about this radio show, but more and more we have to cover some of the things that have developed here. First off, Deborah Jean Palfrey, of course, about 2 weeks ago reportedly committed suicide, though she told me and my listeners and her friends and family and countless others that she would never commit suicide and thought that there was a, quote, contract killing out on her. Didn't matter if she told everybody that. They still came for her. Didn't matter that we got copies of her real handwriting, and it really looks nothing like what the government put out. It doesn't matter because CNN has come out and basically done a 10-minute piece trying to decipher and trying to break down and trying to dismantle the information that we brought forward. I'm only going to play a few minutes of this later and analyze a few of the points. I rarely go on vacation, but I did take off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, went down to the Texas beach. I'm going to say hi to my aunt and uncle driving back to East Texas. They were visiting with us there as well. And my grandmother, great-grandmother to my children, came down to spend time with us as well as my parents. And I did end up doing some work while I was down there, though. But I have been somewhat unplugged from things. So I got back today, just a few hours ago, and noticed that CNN Saturday had done this little hit piece. And so we could really tear it to shreds. We will later in the week after we have time to actually break it all down. But there was a few blaring instances of this info that I saw that we'll be going over. And this isn't just about a madam who died mysteriously. This is about a media, a corporate mainline media losing all credibility. It's about spinning, twisting, lying. It's about police forces more than happy to go along with what are clear murders. I mean, remember all the Arkansides where they torture people to death and cut their arms and legs off and heads off and burn them with gasoline or machine gun people off the road, and then the medical examiner in Arkansas would declare it a suicide. Or Gary Webb, the Pulitzer Prize-winning author who wrote stories for the San Jose Mercury News about the CIA drug running, now confirmed and declassified. He was writing another book about it and got double-capped in the head, said he was being followed, feared for his life. Didn't matter if I had friends and family on. The media said, he told people he was going to commit suicide. And he's saying, I'm fearing for my life. They're after me. If I die, I commit suicide. Then you shoot yourself twice, once on the side and once in the back of the head. I mean, this is just getting more and more ridiculous. So we'll spend a few minutes on that today. Also, Tommy Chung, Chung of Cheech and Chong fame, been in some other movies and, of course, a popular comedian. He, back in 2003, was raided for selling marijuana pipes. And it doesn't matter if Governor Schwarzenegger smokes pot on television, that's okay. Doesn't matter because marijuana is what 87% of drug users use. And they only use marijuana, that is illegal drug users. And so the whole phony war on drugs would collapse if they didn't have it. That's the one drug that the government doesn't ship in and doesn't control. So they're very, very upset about that. And they've got to fill up all the private prisons where you work for 20 cents an hour taking everybody else's jobs. That's right, good old boys. Make them criminals work. It takes your jobs, you idiots. And you pay taxes to pay for the private prisons. But that's coming up. Tommy Chong was on my radio show Friday. And so I called in from Port Aransas to ask him a few questions while Jason Burmes was sitting in. We'll play a few minutes of that later coming up as well. And I went ahead and decided to ask him the question, hey, you think 9/11 is an inside job? You know, we ask everybody, and he said, yes, I believe 9/11 is an inside job. And that is exactly what he went over with me on the air. And, of course, you're saying, well, who cares what he says? Well, okay, but, I mean, German defense ministers, Italian presidents, former CIA section chiefs, Western Europe division, I mean, thousands and thousands of prominent engineers and scientists have all gone public. And so that's just one more. Now it's a Tommy Chong. So we'll play some of that coming up today. In other news, gag on Second Amendment is city's aim in gun suit. I'm not joking. This is out of the New York Sun today. And the mayor says that in these gun confiscation and gun store shutdown cases, and there he's now trying to expand his authority outside of New York through the state and nationwide, that you're not allowed to argue the Second Amendment, and the government puts gags on you on what you can say in court. We now have different branches of government doing things they've never done before. It's called tyranny. I mean, this is what tin horn dictators and military juntas engage in. But so now they're just saying, hey, gag on Second Amendment. It says you're not allowed to mention that in court. Now, it's not the first time this has happened. This happened in about 5 years ago in a federal attack on a gun store, and the FBI argued in court that the Second Amendment is null and void and not arguable, and we have no independent right, and you're not allowed to raise it. The court agreed and banned those guns, which it's all about. Government's criminal. But here it is in front of me on a separate issue of courts and tyranny. Doctors condemn threatening Taser court ruling. Physicians speak out on bullying tactics of Taser International over its less-than-lethal weapons. And in three deaths in one county in Pennsylvania, a state judge, I guess he's got a medical degree now, he told county medical examiners and medical doctors, you are not to say that Taser causes harm. You are not allowed to say that. And now Taser says they're going to sue any doctor or any medical examiner or any medical institution that says 50,000 volts run through the heart causes people to die. Now, the deaths are multiplying. They're going to go from 50,000 to 75,000 volts. They'll probably start just hooking you directly up to a power pole and watching your eyeballs pop out of your head and fire shoot out of your ears. But it won't matter because the judge says you're not allowed to say it kills you. They're now telling doctors, oh, you can't say that's what made him die. So, see, the corruption is just completely and totally rampant. But let me just get back into this. Gag on Second Amendment is city's aim at gun suit. Lawyers for Mayor Bloomberg are asking a judge to ban any reference to the Second Amendment during the upcoming trial of a gun shop owner who has sued the city. While trials are often tightly choreographed, see, kangaroo trials in this country, you didn't know that, with lawyers routinely instructed to not tell certain facts to a jury, a gag order on a section of the Constitution would be an oddity. Now, you know, an oddity, they call raving, rampaging, hardcore anti-Americanism, anti-liberty. I mean, this is 101 tyranny. They call it odd. That's like calling Hitler odd, or Stalin odd, or Jack the Ripper odd, or Ted Bundy odd. Oh, it's so odd. Next time somebody robs a bank and shoots three tellers, go, it was odd. They just say it doesn't matter what you want, what you say. You have no rights. We have 2 million men with machine guns ready to follow orders, eat their guts, and ask for seconds. And it's all about taking your private property. Wait, all of you yuppies think you're part of the system? You'll soon find out. What's happening with the economy is only the beginning. of the raping you're going to receive from your lord. Be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Ted Anderson from Midas, May 9, 2008. Gold, 883.90. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $909.74, $448.15 for half, $224.08 for quarter. That's $909.74, $448.15, and $224.08.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
All you men out there, you need to listen up. By the age of 60, one in two men already have a prostate-related health issue. What does this mean? It might be an enlarged prostate, difficulty going to the bathroom, and a diminished sex drive. Not a pretty picture. If you're a man, you need to give your body nutrition to support prostate health. There's no question about it. Many people hear this and they might think saw palmetto, but there's something so much better out there. It's called Beta Prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. So before you try anything else, try Beta Prostate. Ignoring your prostate's not going to make the problems go away. Taking Beta Prostate is guaranteed to provide effective, all-natural support. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. Call now and find out how you can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Dial 1-800-457-9914. Call now.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We're live, my friends, as we witness the Republic faltering, falling beneath the waves, foreign corporations buying off our politicians, militarizing our police, building giant prisons as far as the eye can see, the surveillance grid, Pentagon designed, they call it a control grid, not me, in place. the biomedical weapon system in place, the eugenics program in full swing against you and your family, the architects of society playing God control our entire lives. But resistance is forming in the hearts and minds of men and women everywhere. Do you realize the magnitude that a judge is telling medical examiners, medical doctors, that they are to change their medical reports and say that tasers have nothing to do with all these people that get tasered and died? Pretty soon, they'll just have the company sue doctors when they say that mercury or lead in your water supply from a power plant killed your child. They'll just sue them, and the doctors will dance around saying mercury and lead's good for you. I even have a clip from CNBC saying poison in food is good. I even have local CBS television in Austin saying mercury in vaccines is good for your brain. Just Google mercury is good for your brain. It's the first thing that comes up. That's right. Liberty and freedom are bad. Lead and mercury are good. So is 50,000 volts right into your heart. And so is the Canadian police tasering you if you're caught riding the bus or train without a ticket. And they say, we do this as punishment. Yes, welcome to the machine. But they're part of the machine too. Those that carry it out. Those that think they're in command. Very few are actually in control. And even those that think they are, the few thousand, the global superclass, they're in control of nothing. They're riding a wild beast that's going to throw them. That's going to tear their guts out. All right, let's go ahead and get into this article. Doctors condemn threatening taser court ruling. Physicians speak out on bullying tactics of Taser International over its less-than-lethal weapons program. Let me read down here. This is what Jeffrey Jetson, and by the way, I want him on the show, president of the National Association of Medical Examiners and the organization that represents the majority of medical examiners in the United States, has warned that the actions of Taser International and the court ruling have set a dangerous precedent. Our membership is very concerned about these cases and the reaction of Taser to these cases, he said last night. Our membership is looking into the area. Although Taser has developed its own opinion, there are certainly opposing opinions as to their involvement in causing sudden death in individuals. No, just thousands die right after being shocked by it. It's no big deal. Our organization feels that it violates the physician's ability to make a medical decision. Ordering a professional physician to change or alter their records is a violation of their right to practice medicine. Well, this isn't home of the free, land of the brave anymore, Bubba. You didn't get the memo? Taser has sued a number of medical examiners for making informed medical opinions in an attempt, I think, to both protect their product and send a threatening message to medical examiners. It is dangerously close to intimidation. Oh, you think so? He said they are attempting to send a message to medical examiners that if they elect to make a determination, that they may face a civil suit. And Taser International also cherry-picks these. You know, they target medical examiners. They get them to just agree to change their filings and then call it victories. But that's a separate issue from, I'm frankly not even against police having tasers if they weren't told. I mean, every day I see 5, 10, 15 new videos where they'll have a guy in a jail cell and they'll say, okay, I want you to do a sobriety test. And the guy says no, so they taser him. Or here's one of an 84-year-old man who was delirious from lack of oxygen, dying, and it says that they tasered him repeatedly. This is the CBC, and they report it like it's completely normal and a good thing. I mean, I see this all the time where a pregnant lady just argues with the cop for 5 seconds about how fast she was driving, or the famous footage of somebody, you know, gets out of the car and starts talking to the cop, so they taser you. I read the Pentagon documents over a decade ago on less lethal weapons, as they're truly called. Just like SWAT teams really aren't special weapons and tactics, they're special weapon attack teams. They just change the names. And I remember reading about this. I remember looking at how they said, well, actually, this will train the police to shoot the public. We want to have a militarized force. We want to control the population as we shift into this new non-freedom system, this global system. And so now these will be tools of compliance. I mean, remember hearing about third-world prisons where they shock you with cattle prods, or third-world prisons where they shock you with 25,000-volt cattle prods? I mean, the average cattle prod is 25,000 volts. It just hurts. Oh, no, we hit you with 50,000 and now 75,000 in the good old United States. And so these are all tools of compliance, and more police, more and more control. Look at this. Man arrested for turning without signal. KVUE. This is Austin, Texas. Now, lest you think I cherry-picked to make the police look bad. I'm not even against the police. You're like the general public, scientifically brainwashed, scientifically conditioned incrementally to have an us-against-them mentality and to violate the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Man arrested for turning without signaling. I mean, this is just the last couple days. I mean, I didn't even print all this off. I mean, I could make it look far worse. And it just said they pulled him over, and they wanted to search his car, but he said, no, I have a right. And the guy said, okay, I'm going to arrest you for no turn signal. And the police said, yep, that's good. We now arrest you. Just like the woman in Lago Vista outside Austin, no criminal record, admittedly at her mailbox, 50 yards from her house, the communal mailbox. She got out, took her seatbelt off. The cop admitted in trial. He saw her get out, take the belt off. He watched her. She got the mail, didn't put the seatbelt back on. He arrested her. Her husband, a local anesthesiologist, I interviewed him. He came on the show. Before coming on the show, the police came to his house and said, you know why we're here? Shouldn't have gone on that show. And beat him up right on his front porch and took him to jail. Just you don't go on Alex Jones' show. We're here to beat you now. You understand, boy? You and your wife keep your mouth shut. And I had the doctor. I know the doctor. He's bad, too. Maybe we'll just have a judge tell him he's not allowed to come on the show. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm getting off another subject. That's just one of the big stack I have here, and it got me into other things that happened. Ex-cop. Officers routinely lied to obtain search warrants. Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Connecticut man says cops broke into his home and ripped out his catheter. Police admit they did. RCMP subdue hospitalized man 82 with taser 4 times. Here's another one. Texas teen handcuffed for wearing skimpy dress to high school prom. Man walking bicycle gets jail time for DUI. Private prison industry experiences boom. Bloomberg, in run around the Second Amendment. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with some of your phone calls and a lot more. Then we'll get into the murder of Deborah Jean Palfrey, the ongoing cover-up, CNN covering this show. Take your phone calls at 877-590-5525. Stay with us. They'll never catch me, because I'm in.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calbin Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calbin Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacroegisacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacroegi under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacroegi at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your Sacroegi now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit Sacroegi.com. That's Sacroegi.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 11th day of May 2008. I don't care if you're Hispanic, black, white, Eskimo, Chinese. I want you to live in freedom. I want you to have a good life. I want our police to have a good life, too. The problem is they're not our police anymore, and we all know that. This is not our government anymore. We're just like a third world country, more and more. Every telltale sign is there. And I just want to turn this around before it's too late. The federal government, the private corporations, the grants, the money. It's not enough for the government to ship in the majority of the narcotics, the launder to their private banks. They got to put our kids in their private prisons. They got to have a war on drugs to keep the price up so they make larger profits. They got to bust down our doors in the middle of the night looking for what their boss has shipped in while they push Ritalin and Prozac on 20% of our youth now on it. 3 years ago, internal government and pharmaceutical documents came out in these New Freedom Initiative, when one of their own executives out of Pennsylvania went public, and it said they plan to put half of American school children on psychotropic drugs and admitted it's all just a business and a fraud. The molecules of these drugs are much more dangerous, mind-altering, and toxic to the body than classically illegal narcotics like heroin and cocaine. But it doesn't matter. They're still going to SWAT team you, and they're still going to run checkpoints, and they're still, cops are still going to get killed fighting gangbangers who wouldn't exist if it wasn't for how much money there is in drugs. And the nightmare is just going to continue on and on and on. I said I'd be taking your calls. It's 877-590-5525 on any issue you want to discuss. Then later I want to talk about deadly cyclone puts terror hype in perspective. We pulled up some of the federal government's own numbers. You have a better chance of being killed by a deer in the United States. In fact, a many times better chance than you do by a terrorist. You have thousands of times better chance of drowning or dying in an automobile accident. You have hundreds of times better chance of dying in a tornado, In fact, it's just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds down the list. That's averaging in the 3,000 of 9/11. It's like finding, as I've joked, a leprechaun nesting with a snuffleupagus, hanging out with a reindeer, with Santa Claus, to actually find a real terrorist. But they sure hype it, and the government occasionally sets off a pipe bomb here or there at their facilities and then frames some patsy occasionally to, I mean, you know, trillions of dollars, fear-mongering, running around with checkpoints. You try to go to Galveston. I don't go to that part of the coast anymore because you try to go across at Bolivar, and they search your car and ask if you're a terrorist while the borders are wide open. There's terrorists everywhere. Give your rights up. I mean, this is a sick joke. Deadly cyclone puts terror hype in perspective. So I thought I'd go over some of those numbers. It's now admitted to be right up at 29,000 dead and growing. They say it could rise into the hundreds of thousands as they continue to find more dead bodies. They haven't even really begun that yet. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if a tornado killed 20-something people last night in Oklahoma. It doesn't matter. You're going to give up all your freedoms. America is going to end, and men in black uniforms and black masks are going to keep you safe from Osama al-CIA to bin Laden. All right, that's coming up. CNN puts out a disinfo piece and covers Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We got that for you. Tommy Chong says 9/11 is an inside job. He's been raided for his political speech. Not only does the government tell medical examiners you can't and doctors that you can't say tasers cause heart attacks, and it doesn't matter. They're telling reporters they got to give up their sources now, and they're telling courts that they can't say the Second Amendment's an individual right. Not, there's a gag order on the Second Amendment. Not only is that going on, but we now have similar things in other areas that will also be breaking down. But right now, let's take calls for the rest of this hour, and then we'll cover all the rest of it coming up in the next hour. Let's see who's been holding the longest. Let's talk to SW in Iowa. And SW, you are on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, Alex, the completion of the New World Order has to be submitted by this world's public. So common sense made me come up with a list of five somewhat easy things that everybody, like the average person, can do to fight this NWO. And I was wondering if I could read them out to you, all of your listeners.
Sure. What's your take on defeating the loving New World Order?
The what?
They do. They care about you, but go ahead. I'm being sarcastic, folks. Go ahead.
Number one is basic. It's turn off your television. And that might sound easy, but subliminal messaging is highly addictive.
Oh, that's taught in school, but the average person doesn't know that that's real, yes.
Mm-hmm. And number two is educate yourself, your family, your friends on the facts. The information is easy and abundant to get. Number three is understand that the monetary system is an illusion. Spend your money on necessities and avoid want goods. Number four is have at least a year's food and water supply. Eat only foods that come from the earth and aren't genetically modified.
Oh, no. Doesn't matter if with the mainline GMO potatoes, GMO corn, and GMO tomatoes that all the rats that eat it die. It's nutritious. Having 1 in 3 with diabetes, 1 in 3 cancer, from 1 in 33 with cancer before is good. Sir, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Also, drink pure water without pharmaceutical drugs and that does not contain sodium fluoride.
We'll just have to have a judge rule. You can't say sodium fluoride or drugs in the water is bad, sir.
And also, the Illuminati has a strong hold on the gambling, alcohol, and tobacco industry, so you want to avoid those.
I agree.
And number five is own guns and back your rights with your life.
And, hey, good to hear from you. Anything else?
Also, I just want to throw in number six. Be a better parent, because 99% of every problem that you can think of in this world comes back to bad parenting.
Well, I agree with you in not caring about your family and instead of chasing after some bobble. Now let's go back. And I'm not saying don't chase baubles, but family comes first, being secure and in place comes first, and not being under Madison Avenue's control comes first. Then, in the hierarchy of news, in the hierarchy of needs, you can have the other things. Go back to your second question. What was it? Or second point?
About, like, education or...
Read your points again, because what happens is I always interrupt, because I get so hyped up if I don't interrupt. This interruption brought to you by C.W. Hammond. No, that's a joke to my uncle out there. If I don't interrupt you, see, then I forget the point I wanted to make. Go back to your first couple points.
Like the list of five?
Yes, sir, the list of five.
All right. It's turn off the TV, educate yourself on the true facts, understand that the monetary system is an illusion.
Oh, yes, that was the point. I appreciate your call. Yes, because I kind of babbled that out, and it wouldn't make sense to somebody listening, where I said, yes, they teach it in school, but the general public doesn't know it. And what I properly should have said is, in a basic college-level marketing class, in your first year of radio, television, and film, at least for me, and then I've seen some other textbooks and curriculum and found it's also in those, but most RTF schooling teaches you that they have had subliminals for at least 70 years in the United States and Europe. And, of course, in the 50s, they would show for a split second during the trailers Coca-Cola interspersed with a desert, and they found that it boosted sales of Coke 50%. And that was in late 40s, actually, and then it really went wide scale by the 50s. And so, yes, there is subliminal messaging everywhere. It is all over the place. Here's an example of subliminals, okay? And there's different classes of it, different areas of it, and it's very widespread, and there's so many different forms of it. But here's one. When you're watching CNN, and you see like six or eight different TV screens all right up against each other with different video feeds, different images on the back, that is meant to switch off your conscious mind, because only your subconscious, this is in textbooks, this was discovered decades ago, and this is why you see it on most television. They have those different TV screens behind you because your mind then goes into a subconscious mode to be able to gather all that info, and now you're not critically assessing the main data stream of what the host is saying. You add the scroll at the bottom. That's a seventh or eighth feed. Then they'll have some moving, swirling mist. That's a ninth. Then there's the flicker rate of the television designed by the Pentagon more than 40 years ago to mesmerize you at the exact frequency. All declassified. Pentagon war attack against you. We'll be right back. The cancer viruses are in your vaccines.
Greetings, my name is Dr. Buell von Schacht with the White Paper Chronicles from the main polluted stream media. I'm here to expose a fraud and an all-around un-American stinker. His name is Steve Schenck, his radio show called Fearless Radio. He says solution to all the craziness in America is just get independent and healthy, so you can be fearless of all of the scary stuff you're not supposed to know about. Stay away from this stinker on website efoodsdirect.com. I warn you, don't do efoodsdirect.com. Don't dial 800-605-5868 for this dangerous program. 800-605-5868. You've heard what happens to a brain on drugs. Can you imagine what happens to a brain that has been shanked?
This is Steve. We take your independence very seriously. Come and find me on Fearless Radio. Call 800-605-5868 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the company corporation. 1-800-497-5991.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. The only mission of the company corporation is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-497-5991. 1-800-497-5991. That's 1-800-497-5991.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
You know, if you're a new listener driving along, listening to us in the middle of the country, or right here in Austin, Texas, or in Florida, in Iowa, wherever you're listening, on Global Shortwave in Africa, we get letters from there, China, the internet, in Japan or Germany. Don't believe me, just go research the flicker rate of television sets. You know, I thought they'd honed all this down, but a few years ago, my friend, who is, let's just say, a high-level technocrat in the UT Psychology Department, University of Texas, here in Austin, said, hey, Alex, I want to give you a tour of the unclassified areas of the new psychology building. And he showed me several floors, and most of the labs were paid for by DARPA. Would say on the door that the folks that, you know, that basically built the infrastructure that we live under, built the internet. MIT is their main hub. And it was all the flicker rate with hooked into monkeys' brains, who were actually across town and then out at the monkey lab out in Bastrop. But you could look at the monkeys over camera feeds. But they're humane. I mean, they only hook the wires in their brains for, you know, a few weeks, and then they kill them. It's a loving situation. But, I mean, the argument isn't about the killing the monkeys. The point is that they're testing flicker rate on how to mesmerize a primate. And then they have labs next door to it where they then have humans come in. And it's just all the government pays UT. See, universities now, the sports clubs and the dormitories and the schooling is a very small part of UT. I mean, it's maybe 8%, 9% of the overall thing. The rest is investments and owning radio networks and sports teams and telecommunications and oil fields and getting tax money. These are businesses. And the whole world's run like that. And the Pentagon runs 90%+ of all of your peer research at universities, and it's all how to dominate and control us. You think these powerful people were going to stop with trying to take over foreign countries? No. You're the big target. You're the big prize. So don't just say, oh, Alex says the television is mesmerizing us. It's an absolute fact that they flicker it at a rate, and that they have the televisions designed for that rate to bring you into a dreamlike state. I mean, it is a fact that within minutes, you go into a dream brainwave when watching television. That is an absolute fact. And see, I want you to not believe me. I want you to go find that out for yourself, Google it for yourself. get a history of television book. Hundreds have been written. And then just find out. That's your controllers. That's your friendly masters. That's the behavioral psychologist and psychiatrist that have shaped your world. Go read a book by the father of modern advertising, Edward Bernays, where he calls you a dumb slave and admits they run your whole life. I've read both his major books. One of them's called Propaganda. Edward Bernays. And he says that you're a slave and that you're an idiot. And he says the public won't even read my book and laughs at you. Okay? He's the reason you eat bacon and eggs. He's the reason women smoke cigarettes. That's just one guy. See? And I have to sit here and watch him. I mean, Hollywood paid back in the 70s to have the TV show SWAT and to advertise it, and they show you guys in black uniforms everywhere. Those are attack teams to take you to FEMA camps, folks. They just drill them and train them in the name of the drug war. Now they're moving that to the terror war. It's always a new war. And, of course, the poor guys in black masks, they don't know that. You know, I said I'd take your calls, and I haven't done that really properly, so I'm going to just race through them. Because we get calls in Arizona, New York, Texas, Florida, everywhere. Let's go ahead here and talk to Robert in Arizona. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
My father was in law enforcement, and, you know, when you're talking about using deadly force, you only use it when you have to protect
but
your
the tasers life. Aren't deadly. All these people dying, it's an accident that it happens when they're tasered. It has nothing to do with that, sir. You've heard the judge. The judge has told doctors they're not allowed to say it's killing people.
Well, I'm
and the judge is saying you're not allowed to have the Second Amendment in court. Here, let me read from the New York Sun, and then I'm going to let you talk. It says, if you can't discuss the Bill of Rights in a court of law, where should we discuss it? In a tavern? You understand, sir? Go ahead.
Well, you know, there was a tavern in Pennsylvania where people discussed certain things at Concord, not too
the long Green long. Dragon. Those were terrorists. I have FEMA on video teaching police that the founders at the Green Dragon were terrorists. Are you with those terrorists? Are you with them? By the way, listeners, I'm not joking. FEMA, standard deal. The founding fathers are bad. I'm sorry. Go ahead and tell me about the terrorists.
There's two things I want to mention, so let's please stay on track today and take a deep breath, Alex.
This interruption brought to you by Infowars.com. Here, go ahead.
All right. The point is a taser is something you would use to protect your life when you don't have to go for your gun, and you know the person might have a knife or they might have a club or something. You know there's very low chance that you're going to die, so you use a taser.
It's the threat escalation continuum, and then if somebody's got a club, and you should first meet them with a taser. That's how it was sold, but now if an old lady won't get out of a wheelchair, go ahead.
Well, we're going to need to have the courts to sort this out. That's the only answer.
The courts are bought and paid for. Go ahead.
Well, we need juries in courts to sort this out. And it's going to take more education, more fully informed jurors laying down the law, and that's the only way we're going to get around that. But the other thing I wanted to promote is you know as well as I that the oil for arms for drugs economy that we have now.
Yeah, mercantilism.
It's almost a mirror image of the old tea for silver for opium economy that the British Empire ran.
Yep, mercantile, triangular, yep.
It's absolutely a mercantilist mechanism that benefits a select
few. That's kind of fancy talk there. Maybe you're with Al-Qaeda. You know about history. That's the terrorists.
Well, I have a solution for it. We know that educating people about the insane war on some drugs is part of the answer, but there's another aspect to this that few people know about, and I would heartily encourage you to get David Bloom on, the author of Alcohol Can Be a Gas, because he has information that few people have, and it is possible that we could turn our backs on imported oil completely.
Oh, I know, and I appreciate your call. Great call, sir. All right, this interruption brought to you by PrisonPlanet.com. I'm just joking. I was joking to my uncle this weekend. I said, I'll have him start on air saying, this interruption brought to you by... Hey, let's go ahead now and take another call. Let's go ahead and talk to Aaron in New York. Is that New York, New York, or New York?
Hello?
Yes, Commander.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, I'm in upstate New York here.
Oh, that's where the founding terrorists came from. Anyways, go ahead. Those evil terrorists. Go ahead.
Thanks for everything you do for us, man. Yeah, and you're so funny, man. You're just, like, I listen to your show every day at work. I'm just like, I love it. I learn so much about the economy.
Well, we gotta laugh while we go down the Titanic, you know?
Yeah, I know. It's like, isn't there some saying like how some, I don't know, about how you gotta, you just gotta laugh at everything.
Laugh at your impending doom. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I was looking at like the Fortune 500 companies, like the global.
Yes.
Ones, and just looking at that list, man, like, they're all around. Like, you, even since I was little, like, you got, like, Mattel on there, like, everything, you know? And, like, just from listening to your show, I've just been waking up. I feel like that guy in 1984, you know?
And it's only a few hundred companies. That's why every toy that no longer is at U.S. troops for at least 10 years, it's all U.N., Global Force. Again, I mean, anybody who questions that they've got everything under control and have a propaganda web, look at how all the toy manufacturers only show UN toys.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's Playmobil from Germany or Mattel from the U.S. It's all the same brainwashing.
I work at a school. I'm a janitor, and I found, like, instead of, like, having the toy soldiers, now they have, like, little cops with, like, bullhorns and, like, guns and stuff.
Oh, they have all these martial law toys now. And the toy cops have, like, mean, hateful looks on their face and
yeah,
little black ski mask you put on them. Oh, yeah.
He's, like, yelling. It's crazy, man. I work in elementary school. They got, like, the DARE program and all that.
Which they admit has caused an increase in drug use. Everybody, in fact, Trey, turn your mic on. Hey. I appreciate your call. I'm going to bring Trey, who also produces my weekday show, then he ends up board hopping on Sundays. Hey, Trey, you talk about how you had never seen drugs until they came in and advertised them in Houston.
I didn't know what cocaine or acid or I didn't even know what marijuana looked like. I had no clue. And I never even saw those drugs again until maybe 5 years later in my life. So it was weird.
And did it make you want to experiment seeing them?
Honestly, no. It made me kind of want to stay away from it, but...
Well, then it's good.
It sparked my imagination.
That's why drug use has increased, triple the heroin, double the cocaine.
You know,
millions in prison, yeah.
It did teach me stuff that I shouldn't have known.
Well, here's what we know with the studies. Okay, take death education. Suicide education, the Fed started in the early 90s. Suicide has exploded among teens because they never thought about it now. Now when you're depressed, they think, oh, you're supposed to commit suicide. Just like they know that sex education actually increases sexual promise.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. It is.